what is duality and what are the reasons behind duality and what are the manifestations. And we talk about different areas in which dualities can be seen. أتكلم دلوقتي على فورمز. What do I mean by forms of duality؟ ما هو أكيد الإنسان اللي هو living dual life unless if he يعني عنده some personality disorder he has to justify how he is living dual life. He has to be convinced with some reasons, some logical reasons why he is living a dual life. أحيانا بيبقى فيه some يعني there are five common justification behind living a dual life. وهتكلم على this justification عشان كده نسميتها الفورم. يعني ما كل واحد has his own justification وبيبرر how he lives a dual life. أول نوع اللي هم بيقول no, I'm not living a dual life, this is not a sin, and just you are perceiving it as a sin but not a sin. Then whole first group, those who are defending sin and justifying it. زي مثلا group اللي هم بينادوا على ال homosexuality وال same sex marriage. يعني احنا we heard about the Episcopal Church, they ordained a bishop who is a homosexual. فازاي يبقى في dual life هنا؟ Actually it's not saying I'm living a dual life. They are defending homosexuality وبيقولوا it is something good, nothing sinful about it. فيبقى اول جروب من الناس اللي هم بيعيشوا dual life they defend sin and they justify sin. نفس الكلام can apply للdancing. يعني many servants للأسف لما بيكون مثلا في حفلات they dance and when you speak to them يبتدوا بقى to justify what's wrong with that. طب ما هو داود النبي رأس قصاد داود العهد إلى آخره ويجيبوا بقى يعني many justification وتخش في argument معه. أو زي drinking فيقول لك nothing wrong with that. طب ما هو the Lord Jesus Christ transformed water into wine وهو كان في الحاضر ويدنج وبيقولوا ان الانسان كان يأكل ويشرب فقالوا ان هو شرب خمر وأكل وذي start to justify these things. وحين to justify like no that's cultural يعني احنا just احنا بناخد الستاندر من الدرينكينج because of the Islamic culture in Egypt etc. So that's the first group. They don't say I am living a dual life, لكن بيعتبر ان هم they are living a godly life and all these practices are not sinful. There is nothing wrong with them. The danger behind this ان مع الوقت they believe themselves. They start to defend it as something good, something right. And not only that, but Homa they want to reconstruct the society to accept this to be normal. We all like, if everybody accepts this to be normal, it will not be sin or abnormal anymore. Without كل notion بتاعت social construction, and Homa they want to reconstruct the society to accept certain activities as norm. وبيستارت بقى يدوها يدوها different names. يعني النهاردة مثلا fornication and adultery are not used. What's used بدلها premarital sex. لما تسمع على premarital sex تسمع fornication or adultery two different words. This is just sex before marriage. What's wrong with that? لكن fornication ده gives يعني ايه alarming word. So that is their plan and هم they want to reconstruct our society in order to accept these activities as sinful, as good and normal, and to introduce these activities to the church. يعني لما تدور على كل الهيصة اللي عاملينها for same sex marriage ده. فكر كده معايا، هو النهاردة لو واحد عايز يعيش مع واحد ولا واحد عايز يعيش مع حتى يمنحهم حتى بيمنحهم. طب why they want to approve it? Why they want to legalize it? علشان to get the يعني the approval to introduce it to the churches and to introduce as norm. ويبقى بعد كده ما حدش بيتكلم عليها as abnormal. واخدين بالكم؟ فهم لان احيانا كانوا يجوا ولادنا يقولوا but that is the right. واي احنا نوقف against the right. طب ما انا عايز يعيش كده ما يعيش كده، وحد يقول لي ما تعيش كده. واخد بالك؟ لكن what about the right of the society? The right of our children. ان هم to learn what's pure and what's godly and what's normal. فده اول جروب. الجروب الثاني بيفسر الدول لايف ان هو he has a strong conscience و versus ال people اللي هم عندهم ال weak conscience. ويمكن من القصص المشهورة في الكتاب المقدس strong conscience و weak conscience اللي هو eating the meat that was offered to the idol. And Saint Paul discussed this يعني في Romans in his letter to Rome. Many people say I don't worship idols, so if I eat the meat that's offered to idols there is nothing called idols, so nothing wrong to eat this meat. ولكن هم الناس اللي هم they don't eat this meat they have a weak conscience. مش كده Saint Paul in Romans 14 يقول لك the weak person eats vegetable. يقول لك اما الضعيف فيأكل بقولا. يقصد ايه؟ ان الانسان اللي هو عنده weak conscience so he will perceive eating meat as wrong. So because of his weak conscience he eats vegetable. طبعا احنا في الصيام when we fast not because we say eating meat is unclean or sin, but we fast as part of disciplining the flesh. لكن ده الجروب الثاني اللي وبعدين ياخد الايه اللي هي الطوبة لمن لا يدين نفسه فيما يستحسن. يقول لك انا I can watch كل الموفيز دي وانا I will not be influenced by it. انا ممكن اشوف الافلام دي ومش اتاثر بيها. انا ممكن اروح الاماكن دي وما اتاثرش بيها. اهو الواحد اللي قاعد كده قصاد التلفزيون عمال يدش وانا مش مركز وخلاص. ده كله بقى يعني ايه some sort of justification. And by the way there are many verses in the Bible start by the word do not be deceived. يعني ايه do not be deceived؟ يعني Satan will deceive you by believing that. And one of the verses in the Bible that start by do not be deceived هي in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 لما بيقول لك do not be deceived bad company corrupts good morals. Don't tell me and انا I have strong conscience I can hang around the wrong people and I will not be influenced. And with all my respect I will believe the Bible more than I believe you. Especially St. Paul said do not be deceived. So this is one of the deceptions of the deceit that Satan will use in order to make you fall in sin. فده الجروب التاني. الجروب التالت اللي هو to approve something for himself while prohibited for others. فهو ما بيعتبرش نفسه ان هو عايش يعني double standard. لكن he has his own reason to live this way. But the others they don't have this reason. يعني مثلا تلاقي واحد يبرر للناس ان هو ما بيصومش. لك انا بشتغل كتير وهو ربنا عارف ربنا رب قلوب ومش عارف ايه وكده يعني. انما قصاد الناس نو يتكلم على الصوم مثلا، هو خارج درس احد حد كلمه لا لازم تصوم من اول يوم وده غلط ومش عارف ايه، انما هي has his own reasons، هو بيشتغل كتير وربنا عارف بقى ان هو ما قدرش انه يصوم. ده زي المثال اللي قلت على سان بيتر، ان هو while he was a Jewish he was living among the Gentiles and with the Gentiles but he demanded the Gentiles to live as the Jews. عشان كده لما بولس الرسول بيقول له لما انت يهودي وعايش كالامم لماذا تطالب الامم ان يتهودوا؟ So what you allow for yourself why you deny it for others? Either you believe that's right or wrong. If it's wrong then don't apply for yourself. If you believe it's right then why you prohibit others from following this example. اخر مجموعة اللي هم الناس بيسموا نفسهم ايه، احنا وار ليبرال اور فيمينست اور وات ايفر، يقول لك ذاتس ماي لايف ستايل، يقول لك يعني سم بيبل ار كونسرفاتيف اند سم بيبل ار ليبرال، سو اف يو ار كونسرفاتيف ذاتس فاين، اف ام ليبرال ذاتس فاين. وي جاستيفاي ان هو يعني ذا واي هي كوندكتس هيز لايف بيكوز هي از ليبرال اور شي از ا فيمينست، وخلص على كده. وبالطريقة دي ان هم they don't say we have a dual life ولكن they just justify it. لان زي ما هنتكلم the first point in treatment ان انت to acknowledge you have a dual life. So if you are following one of these four forms or you justify it yourself by using one of these forms you need to discover this and bring this to the light of Christ first. Because without bringing this to the light of Christ, you cannot يعني be treated or be healed from this sin of duality. بعد كده نتكلم على symptoms. يعني if I'm living dual life, what are the symptoms? طبعا هتلاقوا في حاجات كتيرة من sentence overlapping with what we said before في الريزن، عشان كده انا بس هتكلم على الحاجات اللي هي الجديدة. Usually the person who is living a dual life he criticizes others harshly using harsh criticism on others. وده بيبقى في نوع من انواع البروجيكشن، زي مثلا Judas when he criticizes Mary harshly Lazarus sister when she poured the perfume over the Lord Jesus Christ. تاني symptom اللي بنسميه routine and monotonous worship. That's what the Lord called lip service. ايه lip service دي؟ Lip service دي was mentioned in Isaiah ولكن the Lord Jesus Christ also quote the same verse in Matthew. بس نقرأ بقى الفيرس اللي هي في Isaiah 29:13. يقول therefore the Lord said in as much as these people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips but have removed their hearts far from me and their fear towards me is taught by the commandment of men. ودي الآية اللي قالها سيد المسيح ان هذا الشعب يكلمني بشفتيه اما قلبه فباعد مبتعد عني بعيدا وباطلا يعبدونني. انت الواحد بتحول للليب سيرفيس دي. He start his relationship with God both from within and from without. From within there is this zeal, fiery zeal and love to God. And from without بيحضر الكنيسة وبيصلي and he keep all these practices. And gradually what happens? He loses this zeal from inside. He is not fervent in spirit. ولكن he keeps the outside form of worship. واخدين بالكم؟ يعني قلبه ينطفي بحرارة من جوه والمحبة ربنا ولكن كل الإطار الخارجي بتاع العبادة موجودة. gradually اللي يحصل he start to decrease his spiritual canon. فصلواته تقل تدريجيا، الصومه ممكن تقل، حضور القداس يقل gradually. مثلا he start not to examine himself، وبيجيله false feeling of security، عنده شعور كاذب بالطمأنينة، ويبتدي بقى تبقى صلواته عبارة عن خارجة من الشفاه. يا ممكن يصلي الأجبية، بس يصلي الأجبية and he did not benefit anything from it. يكر بقى الصلاة. فنشكر صانع الخيرات رحمه الله أبو ربنا ولن حنا مثلا نصلي الليت سيرفيس دي في وسط الأجبية، يقول لك هو انا قلت قدوس الله ولا ما قلتش قدوس الله؟ ايه هو بيكر كلام وعقله مش مع ربنا. ويحضر القداس هو واقف بجسده بس عقله مبتعد بعيد، بيقول يا رب ارحم، بس من قلبه من جوه يعني ما بيطلبش الرحمه من ربنا. فدي اللي بنسميها الليب سيرفيس. السيمتوم الثالثة ان ممكن يتحول للي بنسميه سيلف امبوست سيرفيس، العبادة النافلة اللي اتقال عنها بولس الرسول انكلوجن شابتر 2 فيرس 23. نقراها مع بعض. اقول لك ايه المقصود بيها العبادة النافلة دي. يقول لك these things indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion. Self-imposed religion, false humility, neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. And the person start to impose on himself some practices God actually did not ask you to do it. That is the most self-imposed religion. Self-imposed religion when you impose on yourself some practice. Like what? For example, like false humility, like neglect of body. فالواحد يفتكر ان الروحانية بتاعته ان هو to neglect the needs of the body. So يمشي بقى in severe forms of asceticism. And what is the purpose of this self-imposed religion? In هو to have the appearance of wisdom, the appearance of righteousness from outside. لكن from within it's not matching. His spirit does not match ال appearance from outside. مش كده سان بول قال لك ايه؟ قال لك but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. هو الديسيبلين اوف ذا فليش when you neglect your body the purpose of it. لما سان بول قال I discipline my body and bring it into subjection lest after I preach other I myself become disqualified. ما جت استعبده لألا بعدما كرست للآخرين أنا نفسي أكون مرفوضة. The purpose of self-discipline or the discipline of the flesh إن أنا to develop self-control in order to control the indulgence of the flesh. But if I am keeping all these practices from outside but from within أنا زي ما أنا ما بتغيرش، علشان كده all these practices I impose on myself but as St. Paul says of no value against the indulgence of the flesh will not يعني benefit you or help you to overcome or to control the indulgence of the flesh. فأحيانا الواحد to overcompensate to the lawlessness in his heart by from outside take the form of severe asceticism. بالكم يعني انا من جوه عارف ان انا مليان بالاثم، فمن بره احاول ان انا ابان ان انا انسان ناسك ومتعبد فاوفر كومبنسيت فور ذيس باي ذات، ولكن طبعا ده مش هينفع لان ات هاز تو ستارت فروم وذين. ده انذر سيمبتوم اللي بنسميها سيلف امبول ريليجن او ان رياليستيك فورم اوف جاد. الحاجه الثالثه اللي هي سان بول قالها in Romans 12 verse 3, لما يقول thinking of yourself more highly than you ought to think, لا نرتقي فوق ما ينبغي بل نرتقي الى التعقل. كتير من يعني a symptom of duality ان انا I start to think of myself more highly, زي اللي قلت لك الناس هم they believe ان هم they have strong conscience or they are not influenced by others or by negative influence, it cannot hurt them, it cannot harm them. For many people actually they start to think of themselves more highly than what they should ought to think about themselves. Preaching different than behaving, دي another symptom. يعني هتلاقي احنا في الـ Sunday school بنعلم حاجات we do something else. فاكر مرة خادم حكى لي موقف احرج فيه مع ولاده في ابتدائي كده. الموقف ده كان حصل في مصر. كان بيدي للولاد درس على the importance of prayer. فبيقول لهم you need to pray before you eat, you need to pray when you wake up, you need to pray before you study, etc. و كان درس احد عندنا الجمعة الصبحية. فبعد ما خلصنا درس الاحد جروب من ال his class went with him home. فكان الوقت وقت lunch, فقعد ياكل مع بعض, فقعد اكله والخادم ما صلاش, هو لسه الجمعة عايز على الصبر. فالولاد سألوه قالوا له انت ما صليتش زي ما قلت لنا في مدارس الاحد. فاتكسف قال لهم لا ما انا صليت في سري. فاكشلي هي كفرد هيز يعني سن وذا لاين. بعدين جينا بيحكي لي على الموقف اللي حصل. فده احيانا بيحصل معانا ان احنا we preach different than what to behave. علشان كده سان بول spoke about this in Romans chapter 2 لما بيقول ايه, indeed you are called a Jew and rest on the law and make your boast in God and know his will and approve the things that are excellent being instructed out of the law and are confident that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, having the form of knowledge and truth in the law. بعدين بيقول له بقى يعني بعد ما قال له انت بقى you believe that you are all these things, you therefore who teach another do you not teach yourself, you who preach that a man should not steal do you steal, you who say do not commit adultery do you commit adultery, you who abhor idols do you rob temples, you who make your boast in the law do you dishonor God through breaking the law, for the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you as it is written. When we preach something and our life is different, then the name of God will be blasphemed among the people because of our behavior. Symptoms احنا قلناها تانية, gossip, judging and backbiting. الناس اللي هم عندهم dualism ممكن يعني before the people they praise him but behind his back they gossip and backbite him, like Aaron and Miriam, the brother and sister of Moses. Before Moses actually they were praising him, he is the man of God, but behind his back they start to gossip about him because he married an Jewish person, an Jewish wife. ونقرأ القصة بتاعتها اللي هي في book of Numbers chapter 12, and God actually punished both of them because of this هو punished Miriam عشان Aaron كان ال high priest, he was not punished by leprosy, لكن Miriam was punished by leprosy. هذا السيمتوم اللي انا قلت لكم عليه، ان الواحد يبقى confused، برضو مليان بالفير والداوت والانكزايتي والاوبسيشن imagination depression. He doesn't know who he is. فممكن الانسان يوصل الى مرحله الكونفيوجن دي، I don't know which person I am. Another symptom ان هو he wants to conform to the society, to fit in, to conform to the society. عشان كده سانت بول قال don't be conformed but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. او احيانا بقى ال overly بقى meticulous and circumspection، اللي هو التدقيق بالفريسية. يعني زي ما ربنا قال لهم تصفون عن البعوضة وتبلعون الجمل. This is an example of or symptom of dualism in Matthew 23:24 لما ربنا قال لهم blind guides who strain out a net and swallow a camel. Strain out a net. فكان مثلا ايه لو جالهم شوية نعناع قد كده، هي لك لازم نعمل العشور بتاعتهم. قالوا كده you pay the tithe of mint, anise and camel but you forgot the weightier matter of the law, mercy and peace. You ought to do this without leaving the other undone. فده بقى حين بيبقى ايه مدقق كده بطريقة فريسية. What is the danger of living a dual life؟ الخطورة بتاعت الدواليتي دي. اول حاجة ان God actually will reject them and resist them. من الآيات الصعبة جدا على موضوع الدوالستيا what the Lord said to the angel of the church of Laodicea in Revelation chapter 3 verse 16. شوف ربنا يقول له ايه، يقول له so then because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot. ما neither cold nor hot ده اللي هو ايه على البوردر كده، يعني دول he is not this way or that way. فربنا قال له ايه، قال له I will vomit you out of my mouth. يمكن عمرنا ما قرينا الكلمة دي ان ربنا يقول لواحد I will vomit you out of my mouth. vomit him معناه you will not be in my presence, rejection. فالانسان اللي عايش dual life actually God will vomit him, God will reject him. I will vomit you out of my mouth. وده معناها ان the grace of God will be taken away from him. نعمة ربنا تفرق. طبعا احنا بدون نعمة ربنا we cannot achieve anything, we cannot even survive. فاحنا برضو محتاجين نعمة ربنا. So we have to get rid of this dual life in order to be accepted by God and in order for the grace of God to come upon us. Many of the fathers of the church قالوا ان الدواليتي دي is the state in which we quench the Holy Spirit. لما سان بول قال لا تطفئ الروح، قال مرحلة اطفاء الروح ده لما نقول روح انطفى ده معناه ان الانسان عايش في ازدواجية، ده معناه ان الروح القدس انطفى في الانسان. The Holy Spirit will be quenched within us. And if the Holy Spirit will be quenched, then will not bear fruit. مش يكون عندي ثمر. لا يكون عندي love ولا joy ولا peace ولا long suffering ولا self control. All the fruit of the Spirit. الخطورة بقى تكمن. يعني أنا عايز أقول إن these people will be very difficult for them to repent. And I'm not saying impossible, but it will be very difficult for them to repent. Why? لأن he loses his sensitivity to sin and also he loses his sensitivity to spiritual words. يعني الإنسان مثلا أول ما كان يقع في خطية
كان يبقى متضايق وزعلان ويعني مش فرحان. But now he is numb to sin. He is numb to sin. One of the most powerful expression about being numb to sin was written in Job chapter 15 verse 16. قال لك they drink iniquity as water. يشربون الإثم كالماء. فتلاقي الواحد خلاص الحساسية بتاعت الخطية دي مش باينة. عارفين سان بيتر وصفهم بإيه؟ قال like a dog returning to the vomit or a swine بتتمرمخ في الطين يعني في مرقة الحمق. فالإنسان يعني إيه الفرق بين الإنسان ابن ربنا والإنسان اللي هو وصل لمرحلة الزواجية دي يعني. ابن ربنا ده like a lamb. When a lamb falls in mud he cannot accept it. So actually immediately he tried to clean himself لأن الخروف ما يحتملش أبدا أبدا الطين. لكن الخنزير يقع في الطين يعمل ايه؟ يتمرمخ في الطين. فالخنزير يقع في الطين يفضل يتمرمخ انما الخروف ما يعملش كده. فالناس دولت اللي هم بيشربوا الاسم كالماء زي lost their sensitivity to sin. lost their sensitivity to sin. وبرضو they lost their sensitivity to the spiritual world. يعني قبل كده كان يخش الكنيسة when he hears preaching or when he hears verse from the Bible it really touches his heart, it really changes his heart. ويخرج كده يجي له دموع, he start to pour his tears before God and make a vow to change and to transform his life. But now he hears sermon as much as he wants. He reads the Bible, he reads spiritual books, but again he is numb to the spiritual words and also to sin. Within the state of lukewarmness. في آية in Hebrews chapter 6 ربما it's difficult for many people to understand, but I believe this verse actually describes this يعني status. لما سان بول بيقول ايه in verse 4 Hebrews 6 verse 4 واشرح لكم ايه اللي يقصد سان بول بالكلام ده. بيقول for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gifts and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the power of the age to come, if they fall away to renew them, it is impossible to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame. يعني احنا we believe that repentance as the door of repentance is always open for everybody. How St. Paul here is saying it is impossible to renew them for repentance. St. Paul is speaking here from the human side, not from the divine side. What do I mean from the human side or divine side? St. Paul, what he wants to say here? From my experience as an apostle, from what I saw in my ministry, those people who reached this level, from my experience, I am saying it is very difficult, it's impossible for them to repent. So he's not saying God is closing the door of repentance before them, but he is speaking from the human side, it is difficult for them to repent. What is the difference? انا مش بقول ان هم لو تابوا ربنا هيرفضهم، لا، بس بقول من الخبرة ان الناس اللي هم عايشين بالطريقة دي ووصلوا للدرجة دي صعب جدا جدا يعني توصل لدرجة الاستحالة ان هو يتوب. فده بيتكلم from the human side not from God. علشان كده بعدها in verse 8 in the same chapter قال but if it bears fruit and bears it is rejected and near to be cursed. ماش it's cursed. هنا بقى لما بتكلم على divine side قال near to be cursed whose end is to be burned. ففعلا الناس اللي بيوصلوا لمرحلة من الدوالت in their life and they become lukewarm for a very very long time it will be very difficult for them to repent. I'm not saying again impossible but it will be very difficult. وهنتكلم بقى على treatment في المحاضرة الجاية ازاي يعني how to repent. لكن you should be very careful don't reach this stage. يعني من دلوقتي you should be very careful with yourself لان خطرتها ان الواحد لا هو بيبقى sensitive to sin ولا sensitive لربنا. فأدين حدث لكم. Another danger is becoming bad examples for others. مرة ولد جاني actually بابا هو اللي جاني وقال لي انا ابني start to doubt God and to deny God and he is يعني presenting himself as atheist. ولد ده كان ايه مثلا في هاي سكول يعني ولد صغير كده. فانا قلت يعني ولد صغير كده يعني what did he read and what philosophy did he adopt in order to say I'm atheist. فقلت له انا عايز اقعد مع الولد. فجابه لي الولد فقعدت معاه الاول قعدت اتكلم معاه عايز اشوف يعني his ideology and his belief system. فلقيت actually he doesn't have any يعني clue what atheism is. فانا قلت لا هو الولد ده لما يقول انا I'm atheist he doesn't believe in atheism there is another reason. فقلت له tell me بقى about your relationship with your family with your parents. بابا من الناس اللي هو يصلي 7 صلوات الأجدية ويصوم الصوم كلها من أول يوم ويحضر القداسات كلها ويتناول في كل قداس يعني he keeps all this checklist بتاعت ال righteous and godly people. لكن in dealing with his mother and with his children he is a very difficult man very very difficult man. فالولد actually قال لي انا لو ربنا هيبقى بالطريقه دي I don't believe in him. لو going to the church will make me like my father I don't want to believe in God. فلقيت ان when he adopted atheism not because of philosophy or certain ideology in his mind but because of the bad example of his father. فعشان كده كتير من الولاد لما بنشوف ابائهم بيروحوا الكنيسه لكن actually their lifestyle is very difficult معاهم they rebel against God and against the church. وقال لكم حاجة في يعني في parenting لاحظتها it's just observation يعني ما تعملهاش research ولا حاجة بس دي my personal observation. لاحظت الآتي ان لو parents are churchgoers and their relation with their children is bad the children will not go to church. لو the parents are not church goers and their relationship with their children is bad the children will go to church. ما تقولوش احنا بعد ما نروح الكنيسة عشان بعد ما نروح الكنيسة. ليه بقى الولد لما يكون relationship مع his parents is bad he choose the different style of his parents. Yeah. فلو هو الاب والام بيروحوش الكنيسة وعلاقتهم وحشة مع اولادهم فلازم يروح الكنيسة يقول لك اصل بابا ماما يعني عشان هما بيروحوش الكنيسة فوحشين فيبتدي هو يحب الكنيسة ويروح الكنيسة. العكس برضو صحيح، لو هما بيروحوا الكنيسة وبيعملوهم وحش تلاقوا الولاد يكرهوا الكنيسة ويحبوش الكنيسة. لو الأب والأم علاقتهم حلوة مع الولاد يعني بيعملوا ولادهم كويس and they are not church goers most likely العيال مش هيروحوا الكنيسة برضو. again لو هما علاقتهم حلوة مع ولادهم the relationship with their kids are good وهم they are not church goers الولاد most probably مش هيبقوا يروحوا الكنيسة. لو علاقتهم حلوة مع الولاد وبيروحوا الكنيسة الولاد هيروحوا الكنيسة ويحبوا الكنيسة. So your children would choose the opposite style if your relationship with your children is bad and will follow your example if your relationship with them is good. فلان عايز اقوله ان ده can be a bad example. اهو هنا اب made his son atheist وهنا ما جبت الاب بعدها وقلت له المشكلة مش في الولاد المشكلة فيك انت، يعني انت محتاج انت بتصلح نفسك عشان ابنك يتعدل، مش ابنك هو اللي محتاج يعني تصليح. خطورة برد الدول في زمارة difficulty of repentance. النقطة اللي بعدها believing the lies of duality. عارفين المثل يقول لك يكذب كذبة وبعدين يصدق نفسه، احنا كده ان الواحد يعني start a dual relation sorry duality in his life وبعدين start to believe that is the right thing to do. ف دي بقى زي ما قلت لكم مثلا الناس اللي هم start الاول زي الهوموسيكشوال مثلا the point ان هو he doesn't want to say I have a dual life فستارت بقى to defend homosexuality to believe the lie and to defend. برضو كتير منهم بيبقوا unrealistic in their life they will be rejected by others and they will be criticized by others. الناس كده يقول لك you know فلان ده he is fake he is not true يشعروا بيهم يقول لك كل طبعا ده مش صح ان هما make judgment بس انا عايز اقول يعني others will actually will know ان these dual people are fake they are not true they are not sincere اصوامهم وصلواتهم وخدمتهم وكده مش سليمة. برضه دولت actually الناس اللي هما عندهم duality one of the danger ان هما they start to resist any advice and welcome praise. Resist any advice and welcome praise. ودي طبعا بتزود الخطورة. ليه؟ لان هما they will not يعني accept any advice help them to repent. فدي بتخلي their repentance is more difficult. Is more difficult. وبتحاول يبقوا من pleasing واحيانا بقى منهم بيوصلوا لمرحلة ال hopelessness ان يحس ان هو he cannot reconcile these two attitudes in himself he tried but he cannot do anything فأحس ان هو he is hopeless he cannot reconcile these two personalities in himself. فدي كلها ال danger بتاعت ال duality وبتخلي زي ما قلت لكم ان الديفيكولت ان الريبنتنس بتاعهم از ما كده. يبقى فاضل لنا نتكلم بقى على التريتمنت بتاعت الدواليتي ويعني هاو تو جيت اوفر ات اند تو بي هيلد فروم ذا دواليتي وخصوصا في مجال الخدمه لان انتوا كلكم خدام مدارس احد. So in the field of Sunday school. If you have any questions or comments, I'll leave for 15 minutes. Yeah.
Sayyid, I wanted to ask you, what's the difference between self-imposed religion and disciplining yourself? Sometimes you're standing up to pray, you're not feeling the prayer, but you're disciplining.
Disciplining of the flesh is nurtured by the love of God. But self-imposed religion is nurtured by love of praise. The goal is to be praised by men.
Okay.
كده قال false humility, seeking attention of people, seeking people to praise me, not to build them. Any other questions? Yes.
You mentioned the example of the youth who doesn't want to go to church because his mother or father is a church goer and they don't feel with them right at home. How do you convince a youth that this is not the Christian way of living, especially if he doesn't want to come to church anymore, without insulting his parents or saying that his parents are not really truly good Christians? How do you settle it?
طبعا it's very challenging, it's not an easy situation. لكن ممكن هنا نقوله we need to differentiate between Christianity and Christians, the teaching of the Bible and how we live. And even if we see our parents doing something wrong, many fathers of the church, many apostles did something wrong. That's not the end of it. فمثلا we can mention the example of Saint Peter, how he denied Christ and how he was hypocrite with the Jews, ولكن he repented. فبالطريقة دي بسبب ان هو he does not develop judgmental attitude towards his parents. لكن it's very important ان انا to differentiate between Christian and Christianity. واقول له does Christianity teach this? No. فهنا why you take a stand from Christ although Christ doesn't teach this. بالعكس انت لما تيجي الكنيسة may this will be يعني انت تبقى the light or the candle that will enlighten all this house. بس فهي محتاجة يعني طبعا wisdom in approaching يعني such situation. Yes.
And you're talking about routine, I just wanted to know how can routine not be lip service? Our church is the church of routine almost. It's true, we have prayers of the day. By the end of the day you've maybe said 240 kiryalaisum and we've prayed Psalm 50 and all this over and over. How at one point in time can you take all this and then say that you're not going to be the routine? You can pray that day and by the end you don't remember that you prayed it.
Oh, Hina, you need to develop yourself and to train yourself how to benefit from these prayers without repeating them routinely. What do I mean by this? إني إحنا مثلا كلنا we drink water, واخد بالك, over and over, and we don't believe إن إحنا that's a routine thing we do, لأن إحنا every time we drink water we benefit from it. If you think about Kirillaison, تخيل لو واحد بيغرق, واحد is drowning and he starts to cry for help, do you think after he repeats help, help, help 5 times or now it's a routine, I'm not going to sit anymore? He will repeat it maybe 100 times, you know, because he needs help, he feels that he needs help. Okay. Can you imagine if the mercies of the Lord were taken from the world just for a fraction of a second, how our life will look like? Just for a fraction of a second. So actually إحنا هنا we are living on earth because of the mercies of the Lord. So when I contemplate on this, with every time I'm saying Kirillaison and I feel it within my heart that I need the mercies of the Lord, because without his mercies I cannot survive for a fraction of a second, then Kirillaison will not be a routine بالنسبالي. Kirillaison will be like a person who is like drowning and asking for help. فهي هنا محتاجة training, زي مثلا Paul قال in 1 Corinthians how to pray with my mind and to pray with my tongue, not only with my tongue. Yes.
You mentioned that the part of duality is we don't do sin because we're afraid of the punishment, and often we serve because of obedience, we're told not because I love God. I think this is a starting point. Like, in how from there can I grow that relationship to make it one of loving God, so that my actions are really because I love God, Mishashana, I best love the Abuna or Arbi or Midi or Hay. How do you think about me?
loving God starts in your mind or in your heart? Loving God starts in your mind or in your heart? Heart. You scared? No, it's mine. أغاتي تعرفين في كذا كلمة for love: أغاتي, philia, eros and storge. أغاتي is the function of the will, not the function of the heart. It starts here in your mind. أغاتي is a choice you make and a decision you take. It's not a feeling. هي المشكلة حكاية محبة ربنا ان احنا كلنا we are thinking about emotions. But no, it starts here in your mind. That's why St. Paul says, be transformed by the renewal of your mind. If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which is the chapter of love, it doesn't have a single word about emotions. But all the words are about actions, choices you make. يعني المحبة تحتمل كل شيء. That's a decision. المحبة لا تقبح. That's a choice you make. المحبة لا تطلب ما لنفسها. That's a decision you make. المحبة love put others before oneself. That's again a decision. فأنا عايز أقوله إن الconfusion بيحصل هنا إن إحنا when we speak about love, we speak about love as emotion. But love starts here. وإلا لو love starts here, كان يبقى God is very unfair to us when He asked us to love our enemies. How can I develop emotions toward my enemy? But to love my enemy means in order to make a decision to help him, to put up with him, to accept him, not to repay evil for evil. فده اللف. فنفس الكلام هنا لما أجي whether to repent and to avoid sin or to start serving because I love God. This is a decision. What shall I repay God for all what He made for me? بماذا أجاب الرب عن كل ما أعطاني على ني؟ كأس الخلاص أخذه بإسم رب أدعو. The cup of salvation I will take, I will preach the name of the Lord. So I will make the decision with my mind in order to serve the Lord because I am grateful to Him. I am grateful to all what He did for me. Then when I start to serve faithfully and wisely, this love will be processed from here to here. And then I will have the love of God on the two levels, on the level of the mind and on the level of the heart. But love of God, especially we don't see God with our eyes, start in your mind by a decision, by a choice you make to love God and to serve God. When you choose to serve God and to follow Him, this is the love of God. And it's by your own will you make this choice. And then when you continue, this love will be processed from here to here. وده نفس الكلام مع العدو. يعني when I choose to repay evil with good, to love my enemy, بشوية بشوية هلاقي my heart start to open for him and to accept him. But at the beginning it will be difficult to deal with him with my heart. It starts here. Be transformed by the renewal of your mind. And by the way, the word metanoia, and it will turn to this in the head. Metanoia is a Greek word عبارة عن تو كلمتين. ميتا نويا. ميتا يعني to change. نويا اللي هي نوث اللي هو المايند. The metanoia اللي هي repentance means the changing of the mind, the renewal of the mind. So the repentance also starts in your mind. And Satan, sin starts where? In your mind also. Satan plays with our mind. How he deceived our mother Eve, he played with her mind. So sin starts here, and also the love of God and repentance start here, and then it will be processed from here to here. Yes.
على كل حال النفس وفي نفس الوقت يكون متشددين جدا بالخطأ والخطيئة.
مع اليهود كنت يهوديا دين على accepting everybody not rejecting everybody لكن not compromising the truth for them. يعني Saint Paul did not compromise the truth with the Jews. يعني when he spoke about circumcision, لكن he opened his heart for them. يعني لما جاء قال اني لي حزن في قلبي لا ينقطع ووجعا من اجل اخواتي انسباء حسب الجسد. So he was speaking about how his heart was broken for them. وقال كلمة يعني صعبة قوي. قال اود ان انا اكون محروم من المسيح من اجل اخواتي انسباء في الجسد. Actually he didn't say such a word for the Gentiles, although he is apostle for the Gentiles. But he said about the Jews that لو انا هبقى يعني بعيد عن ربنا or away from Christ because for them and هم to accept Christ and to be saved, I am willing to do this. That's how he showed his love for them, not by compromising the truth, not by adapting their style or their ideology or their belief system, but showing love and acceptance and support to them. فهو ده ان انا ابقى لليهودي يهودي لا اكسب على كل حال قوم من خلال المحبة مش من خلال يعني compromising the truth or compromising the doctrine. Any other questions here?
You mentioned in the first part that maybe it's the duality, maybe it's a problem, a psychological problem, it's not so how can we know the difference between is it the psychological or spiritual problem, spiritual case?
يعني في الحالات اللي واحد يبقى عنده شك فيها يعني ان it's psychological, just refer him to a specialist. he will يعني diagnose him لو هو مثلا عنده bipolar ولا حاجة زي كده ولا schizophrenia. يعني ده لكن احنا it's not our يعني our place ان احنا to diagnose. لكن احيانا يعني احنا بقى كهنة if we start to have doubts or ان واحد مثلا يكون عنده اي نوع من انواع personal disorder, actually we consult with يعني professionals or psychiatrists to help us with these cases. لان احيانا احنا many times we try to help them as a spiritual problem and it's not a spiritual problem. انا فاكر اقول لكم عشان الوقت اقول لكم القصه دي بسرعه وبعدين نخلص. فاكر يعني في واحد عندنا كان عنده مشاكل زوجية قد كده والأباء كان تعبوا معاه كتير والآخره. وبعدين فجه يعني أسكت مين أنا أقعد معاه وأقعد معاه ولقيت عنده يعني مجرد ما قعدت معاه شوية لقيت عنده اللي بيسموه ADHD Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. وطبعا ده ممكن يبقى في سن كبير ما بقى يعني دايما احنا بنفتكر ان ده للأطفال الصغيرين بس ADHD ممكن تحصل مع الأدلت. فأنا قلت ده غالبا هو عنده ADHD فقلت let me refer him to a psychiatrist. فعندنا دكتور سايكاتري كويس قوي فأي referred him to the psychiatrist. اتكلمت قلت له انا I doubt ان كل المشاكل بتاعتك دي بسبب ال ADHD وانت لو رحت الدواء بتاعها بسيط ويعني will be okay. فبعتنا للدكتور ده راح فعلا شافه وقال لي فعلا diagnosis is confirmed وابتدى يديله العلاج. ما اقدرش اقول لك الحالة بتاعت الشخص ده في البيت أسرة مع it changed completely مجرد ما ابتدى ياخد ال العلاج. خصوصا ال ADHD دي من الحاجات لما بياخد العلاج تبقى احنا عندنا اغلب العالم هايبر اكتف بفكر بحط الريتالين ده مع الاوربان يمكن يهدينهم شوية. كلوري جيتو جاب شوية برنا
Alright, hi everyone.